From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel with the latest turf battle over U.S. intelligence efforts. Since its creation nearly 60 years ago, the CIA has been in charge of U.S. spying overseas, and a bill that sailed through the House this afternoon would have guaranteed that remains the case. But a powerful Republican Congressman, Duncan Hunter, has managed to block the effort. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on the ongoing tussles over who's in charge following last year's sweeping intelligence overhaul.
On its face, the measure to give the CIA control over human intelligence overseas doesn't seem controversial. That's the way things have worked since 1947. And House Intelligence Committee Chairman Peter Hoekstra says he merely wanted to reinforce the idea that nothing's changing, even with the recent reforms. Here's what he told NPR 2 weeks ago.
You need to have some agency, some individual that is responsible for the coordination activity so that you don't have people tripping over themselves. The most natural place for that to occur is with the head of the CIA.
But this week, Hoekstra suddenly dropped the provision. Today, we caught him on his cell phone, strolling towards the Capitol building to vote. Hoekstra explained some lawmakers saw the move as an expansion of the CIA's authority, and they objected to tweaking last December's reform law when the ink's barely dry.
And to maintain harmony at this point, we decided to pull this piece of language out of the bill. We're going to wait, a year and a half, see how these things evolve before we memorialize refinements into legislation.
Hoekstra concedes his change of heart comes mainly at the insistence of Duncan Hunter, Republican chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Hunter is a vigorous defender of the Pentagon. On the House floor today, Hunter said merely that he had, quote, chain of command problems with the measure. But congressional staffers, speaking on background, say that as Pentagon leaders expand their own intelligence operations overseas, they're not interested in any new law that might limit their reach. The CIA measure was only a small section of this year's 35-page intelligence authorization bill. Dropping it won't affect the CIA's current authority over foreign spying. But this marks the second time this month that Hunter has moved to thwart the influence of intelligence officials in favor of the Defense Department. Jane Harman, top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, says so far the turf battles have been plentiful. But she's hopeful with John Negroponte now in place as Director of National Intelligence, things will settle down.
As Negroponte gets traction and starts, I hope, to produce much better quality product, it will be harder and harder to take power away from him.
The CIA measure isn't the only controversial provision in today's intelligence bill. Potentially far more significant, lawmakers say, is a major shift of funding away from expensive electronic and satellite spying towards human intelligence.
We need a better balance between human capabilities and technical capabilities. We've been kind of out of balance.
Congressman Hoekstra, he declines to say exactly how much money would be shifted, but he says it's a significant amount redirected from what the bill calls badly flawed technical programs towards recruiting and training more spies. Democrats agree human intelligence should be improved, but Jane Harman insists it shouldn't come at the expense of long-range planning.
We shouldn't make sharp, abrupt right turns on any of these programs unless we are very clear that we won't need the capabilities.
For that reason, Harman and seven other Democrats are objecting to the proposed cuts. That leaves divisions in the House over how best to go about improving U.S. intelligence, not to mention what's expected to be fierce resistance from the spy agencies that would be affected by the cuts. Challenging days ahead for John Negroponte as he settles into his new job as the nation's intelligence chief. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.